Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my co-host and very best friend, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Charlene. I'm doing well, and I hope everyone else is doing good also. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. All the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you are on the phone lines, please make sure that you press 1, and that lets me know that you would like to be brought in for a live message. And in the chat room, just type your first name, and I will be glad to put you on the list. Okay, Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. So before we begin the healing, if everyone will set up a proxy list, and that's a list to where anyone you would like to receive this healing or this healing to go out to, just say their names and this healing will go out to them. We always recommend that you put your animal family on this. And, of course, we never overcome anyone's free will. So if there's anybody out there who their soul just chooses not to receive this healing for whatever reason, then they won't receive it. So if you'll set up your proxy list, and I will begin with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. We ask that this healing that comes through tonight, that it come through with grace and ease and comfortability, and everybody integrates it with grace and ease and comfortability. We ask that everybody feels your essence and presence strongly here tonight. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, I'd like to put, in the name of Jesus, a divine miracle healing request for everyone here tonight. Whatever they are seeking, I ask in Jesus' name that it be granted. Amen. Okay, I'll begin with the healing. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everybody and infuse us with so much light. Commune with our souls and send us all the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Waterfall us all with agape and the highest of Creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energy that's available to us as human beings that's of 100% light, love, and agape. New Way healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? They're going to be removing 800,000 layers off of everyone tonight. That'll be removed off of your spiritual anatomy, which is your auric field, your life path, your chakras. And the New Way healers are a group of archangels and ascended masters, and Jesus is the head of this team. Mother God, in the name of the light, would you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature? Please, let's take everybody apart and get everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. High Self, please connect with everyone and apply every healing that there is. Pull everyone out of struggle and survival. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart and give everyone a total heart healing? New Way Healers, please clear everyone's life path and their guide team, anything creating, causing, or allowing, or attracting chaos or conflict or stealing their energy, their powers, or their inner peace. Please clear and remove it 100%. And let's go ahead and make a divine intervention statement, because I am seeing some blocks out here on people's life paths. So whenever I see these blocks, usually they're self-imposed, so we have to make a statement so that you will allow them to clear and remove them. So if you will repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now, and I allow it. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, shift my inner dialogue into positive, and ground me to the earth. And I allow it. Thank you. Somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Let's guarantee everybody's having this gauge, and I can have it gauge is connected up to creator of all and to divine supply. Guarantee everybody's gauges are connected, and everybody's connection to source is perfect. Anybody trying to block anybody's connection to source, please clear and remove it and dissipate it in the light. Let's clear everybody's relationship space, their career space, their sexual space. Clear cut and remove all etheric cords, psychic ties attached to them. Jesus, please pull everybody's energy in. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Please clear their rows. Go through every aspect of their space. Guarantee it is clear and 100% light. Please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. Jesus, would you please do a complete and total soul retrieval on everyone? Please put the divine matrix grid on everyone, ground it to the earth, connect it up to creator of all, clear and clean everybody's energies, bring it back into the present moment, clear all anxiety, worry, fear, regret, pain, suffering, fear, and lack, sickness, illness, disease, injury, anything creating it or causing it or allowing it, whoosh it on out. Please clear any heart trauma, mind trauma, brain trauma. Clear, guarantee everybody's energies that's not theirs is cleared and removed. Give everybody a positive negative energy balance. Please open up all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions. Please clear the obsession. Any programs and patterns that are no longer serving them, please clear and remove them. Please clear any group consciousness programs and patterns of this world, of this planet, of the government, of the media, of any kind of technology. Please clear and remove it, disconnect them, and whoosh it on out. And any kind of energies where they have been programmed by any of these things. Jesus, please give everybody a cellular cleansing. Mother God, please come down and wield your sword and cut out the negativity from around everyone. Please give them a lineage clearing. Clear and clean the heart walls. And clear and clean the ancient DNA. Let's go through everybody's chakras and restore everyone's personal power, personal honor, personal integrity, personal ethics, personal respect. Guarantee everybody is, their consciousness is shifted into live, serve, and ascend, and that they believe in themselves. Any kind of disbelief or unbelief, please clear, and anything creating it, causing it, allowing and attracting and accepting it, move it on off now with grace and ease and comfortability. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bring in the power of the 11 miracles now. Anywhere where anybody is weak, please power them up and make them strong. Jesus and Lady Nada, please run heart energy with everyone. Please clear and remove all brain clouds, brain fogs, brain clogs. Let's take everybody up to the goddesses. Open them up, clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue, any mind seeds, any negative belief systems that are just not theirs. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please open up their unconscious mind, their subconscious mind, their I am consciousness, their superconscious mind, and clear all of them. Please clear their divine pattern and any negativity off of it, especially any fear. And please fill all minds and energy minds with peace, love, happiness, and joy, and divine creator of all miracle healing energy. Bring all their minds back together as one. Connect their mind to the mind of creator of all. Turn on their super smart, intelligent, genius mind. Connect their soul to their mind. Their mind to their body. And let's just do a complete and total body scan and just guarantee anything that's hidden, buried, or covered up is cleared and removed, and restore everyone's power and everybody's energy. Guarantee everybody is running their own energy, and all worldly and planetary energies are cleared and removed. Please clear and remove all parental energies, family energies. Disconnect anybody from any group consciousness programs of their family that's causing any kind of discord in their life. Whoosh it on out. Please clear everything above, below, and on chart 3. Please clear charts 10 through 32 and clear and apply charts 1 through 26. Please clear, balance, and harmonize everyone's left and right hemispheres of their brain. Apply a spiritual healing and a star David and God, Goddess, Creed Ball. Please put your hands upon everybody's head and infuse it with so much light and apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment times 5. Crystal healers, please come down and give everybody a crystal healing. Mother God, would you please reinstate everybody's divine spark, their divine feminine spark, their divine angel light. And please bless everybody's heart with the power of forgiveness, the power of self-love, and the power of self-acceptance. Guarantee anything creating, causing, or allowing, or attracting, accepting low self-esteem or a negative self-image. Clear and remove it. Turn off the aging button and turn on the anti-aging button. Jesus, please waterfall everybody's blood, their veins, their entire physical body systems with agape and the highest of creator of all energy and divine miracle healing energy and your water from your waterfall retreat. And reset and reprogram all organs and glands and body systems, everything to divine, true, love-based. Guarantee anything, any fear, pain, suffering, or lack that's hidden, buried, or covered up, clear and remove it. Angels of abundance, please align with everybody and guarantee everybody's prosperity and abundance is restored. And Mother God, would you please clear everybody so that they can have a full divine flow, a divine flow constant and consistent of everything, of love, peace, happiness, and joy, and wealth, money, everything that they are seeking. Guarantee everybody's creator of money and creator of wealth is turned on and creating at 100%. Turn on everybody's powers, their energy and vitality power. Their brain power, their memory power. Their spiritual power, their physical body power. Their sexual power. Guarantee everything is turned on. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body turn on everybody's inner healer, their codes of light, anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Please clear everybody on chart 5 and chart 26. Guarantee everybody's chakras are 100% light and running at 100% light. High self, please apply chart 5 and chart 26 on all of the chakras. Right. Let's clear and remove any heart wounds, mind wounds, heartache, heartbreak. Clear and remove it and return them to love and peace and forgiveness. Please fill everyone up with divine light, love, and agape. Fill them up with their own divine energy and their true authentic self. And their true essence. Right? Guarantee everybody's life path is 100% clear. Their guide team is clear. And no one or nothing is in their chakras or in their space. Anything in anybody's space other than their own energy, I am directing and ordering you in the name of Jesus to get out now. Leave. Jesus, fill these voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Please clear and remove any misuse of power, programs, or patterns, any anger, negativity, hate, and rage, and restore everybody to harmony and balance. Mother God, would you please check everybody's soul chart, bring it in, and guarantee that their phylum list is shifted to their number one on their phylum list. And their money phylum list. And anything that needs to be shifted, any obligations that they're just really no longer obligated to, clear and remove those, please. God, Goddess, Creator of all, bless everyone their freedom, the power of freedom. Please clear any programs and patterns of oppression, repression, depression, suppression, oppression, imprisonment, enslavement, entrapment, and whoosh them on out. Any shackles and chains, clear and remove it. And if everybody would repeat after me, I got a couple of divine intervention statements. I am asking for divine intervention. Clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to prioritize my life. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to raise my frequencies, vibration, and consciousness up to financial peace and financial security. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to send me a whole bunch of money now. And guarantee my flow of money is restored permanently. And I allow it. Thank you. All right. High self again, please apply every healing. Mother God, let's make sure everybody's power source, their processor chakras have been replaced and are running at 100% light. And are clear, and everybody is free to follow their own unique path. And how about let's say that, if you'll repeat after me. I am free to follow my own unique path. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's fill everybody up, guarantee everybody's energy's pulled in, their band is clear, their chakras are clear, their guide team is clear. Their connection to source is clear. Their life force is powerful. Everybody is running their own energy. And that's the goal of these readings, is restore everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity, guarantee their energies are really, really clear. Sometimes people can get in our space or, you know, just from going out and daily anything, wherever you go or even at work, energies can get in your space that's not yours. So getting this energy cleared raises your vibration and frequencies up, which raises your energy and vitality, making you feel better. So I recommend on weeks we don't do these shows that you go back, or if you're having a low day, and go back and do these, listen to these healings. Jean and I do it as well, and we work on ourselves quite a lot. So God, Goddess, Creative, all guarantee everybody's powers is restored. Their personal power, peace, and clarity is restored. Their brain power, all powers are restored, and their mind is clear, their heart is clear, their soul is clear, and they are filled with love and peace. Divine Fairy Queen, would you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature? God, Goddess, Creative, all, turn on the joy button, and let's bless everybody with lots of joy. God, Goddess, Creative, all, please lead and guide everyone, and let thy will be done. Amen. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to hand it over to Jean, and she's going to tell you about the Reiki codes and sing the Reiki codes. And I recommend that you set your intentions and send out these healings to friends or family and your animals as well. Thank you. Jean?
Thank you for facilitating that wonderful healing, Charlene. I felt that. And tagging on to what Charlene said about sending this energy out to your loved ones, your animals, you can send it to your car, your home, and your property, the water that you're drinking or whatever it is you're drinking, to the food that you eat as well. And you can specify any aches or pains or special requests that you have for this energy, because this is the energy of this earth. The first code I'm going to be singing is called Chokoray, and it invites all the power of the universe to come in. It opens up the rainbow bridge, and it's like it's called the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies and it sets boundaries. The Hunshaze Shonin is the distance symbol, and that is me sending the symbol out to you, so all the symbols come to you. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future. It heals the whole timeline. The Dichotomio is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and it empowers all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions, and the Kriyai at the end is about bringing in perfect balance and action, and it balances energies, and it raises awareness, and it transforms. Chokoray, 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 chokoray. 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 Seheki, seheki, seheki. 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 Hunshaze Shonin. Hunshaze Shonin. Hunshaze Shonin. Hunshaze Shonin. Hunshaze Shonin. Hunshaze Shonin. Da-comio. Da-comio, da-comio, da-comio.
Yeah. Whew.
Seki, seki, seki.
Seki, seki, seki.
Kriya. 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 Matakuye oyasumi.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, Charlene, I'm going to pass it back to you for the house healing.
Thank you, Jean. I really felt that. I love that Reiki energy. We're definitely Reiki people around here, that's for sure. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and start with the major house healing. So if you have a home or property or address or even an office space that you would like this healing to go to, it'll just clear all the energies there. So in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that people are putting out here today? And would you please infuse them with so much light and commune with the souls of all of these homes and properties and addresses and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all? Please waterfall all of these homes and property with agape and creator of all energy. New Way healers, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and give them a New Way healing and remove a million layers off of them, ground them to the earth, connect them up to creator of all. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and properties and addresses with the violet flame. Major house healers and psychic smudges, would you please come down and give these homes and properties and addresses a healing of your nature? And Archangel Michael, in the name of the light, would you please come down with your band of mercy and give all of these homes and properties a healing of your nature? Please give them a spirit releasement, a space clearing, any portals or openings to other dimensions. Please clear, close, and block them with light. Somebody, please give all of these homes and properties a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Please shift all of these homes and properties and addresses and spaces and divine, true, love-based and pull them out of struggle and survival and clear and remove all pain, suffering, fear, and lack, sickness, illnesses, and diseases, anything creating it and causing it. Please whoosh all of that stuff out. Fill it up with divine light, love, and agape. And bless all these homes and property with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Return them to love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, this house healing is complete. I'm going to hand it back to Jean, and we're going to start bringing in the callers and giving messages from your guardian angels. Jean?
Okay, the first caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 0078. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, my name is Helen.
Hello.
Hello,
Helen.
Yes.
Your guardian angel is her message to you is it's time for you to spread your wings and fly. There's a lot of new things that are coming your way, and it's just a time in your life that doors are really, really opening up for you, and to just go right with it. Go with the flow, because there's some really great new things coming in for you this year. You have a dove working with you for peace, and you have butterflies for transformation. So she's basically letting you know that there are new things coming, especially by the spring. There's a lot of new growth and things coming for you. She says, keep your mind open and your thoughts positive and God-centered. And just keep your thoughts positive about everything. It'll keep you happy and healthy in every way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Wave Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Your guardian angel has stepped forward, Vicki, and she is saying that it is important going into this full moon cycle, which is also a super moon, that it's important for you to take time to reflect on things that you are thankful for, on things that bring you joy in your life, and things that you are ready to release that you no longer need. And she's saying that some of these things that used to bring you joy, that used to bring you love, are some of the things that you no longer need. She said, so make sure that you reflect on where you are now as opposed to where you were before. And you have a dove with you bringing you peace. You have a bear with you for protection and introspection, and the bear will help you with the reflection, the self-reflection. And you have a turtle to help keep you grounded in the present moment. So good luck with that. And she's holding a thumbs up saying that you're doing a good job, Vicki.
Oh, thank you very, very much. That's always good to hear.
You are welcome. Yes, it is. You're true about that. Well, you have a good evening, and thanks for following the show.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 1573. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Beth.
Hello, Beth. Your guardian angel is saying to be courageous and stand up for your beliefs and stand up for what you believe and what you think and what you need to say. She says you're a strong person, and she said you at times just push things down, and she says that it's just time to own that power, and she wants you to know that you are safe. You have a zebra working with you, and the zebra is about seeing and knowing the big picture. Things are just not black and white. And that whenever I see the zebras, they're always with somebody who is very intuitive. So another message from your guardian angel is she says, you know what to do, and just remember that you're safe and that there is a divine plan. So just listen to your intuition because they're giving it to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last of your number, are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Regina.
Regina, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she is calling you a beloved one. She's saying to know that you are well-loved. You're loved by her. You're loved by several on the other side that are a cheering section for you, that root you on through everything that you go through in your life, and just to know that you have that support. And you are loved by many on this earth plane as well. Whenever you feel like you are alone, you are not. She says, remember, you are a beloved one. And she's also saying that if there's a situation that has been coming up for you that it's time to make a choice with, because it's turning into something that is not so good for you. And she's saying if it feels like it's not good, then it's not. So she said to make a choice for you and to remember that you are well-loved. You have a deer with you for gentleness, and you also have a skunk with you, and the skunk is about respect. And the respect goes two ways, the self-respect and the respect that you send out to others. So just know that you are respected and you are very loved.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a great night.
You are welcome, and you have a good evening. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go ahead and switch to the chat room. And there is one person on the phone line, and if they're wanting a message, please press 1, and that'll let me know that you were wanting me to bring you on for a message, and I'll check back with you because they got knocked off of the switchboard earlier. So the first person in the chat room that would like a message is Lily. Hello, Lily. Your guardian angel is holding up a crystal, and it's a rose quartz crystal, which is about unconditional love. Now, your guardian angel is showing me that there's lots of fairies right now, and they're around you, and they're bringing you joy, and she's saying raise your joy level up because that's where the frequency that you like to be, and you are a gift from God, and it's important that you remember that. You have special gifts in this life, and it's important not to let anybody tell you what you should and shouldn't do, because for one thing, you know your path, everyone does, better than anybody else. It's kind of like telling somebody that, you know, you should be a doctor when maybe they just want to be a nurse or maybe they want to be an engineer. It's just, but she is saying that you can be and do anything that you want. Believe in yourself because you have special gifts that you have been given here to do on this planet, to do something special. Remember who you are and use those gifts. And most of all, remember that you are a gift to so many people. So own your power and own that power and energy of joy because they're helping you. And you also have a little squirrel working with you. And a squirrel is about gathering. And your guardian angel says you're in the process of gathering some things now that is about, you know, something you're going to be doing in the future. She said follow your intuition because you're on the right track with that. So thanks for following the show, Lily.
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jillian. Okay, Jillian, your guardian angel is saying that at this time there is a possible career transition for you. And when she says possible, it is possible if you have the desire for it. And it could be another a shift in the job you're doing. It should be a complete 360. It could be a second job. She's saying there's many, many options, but and be clear on what you desire because it is about you and your life purpose. And this is going to be a blessing when it comes to you. She's saying that it's important that you pray about what you want. Ask God, because God already knows what it is that you need. So say the prayers and send them up to God in the highest divine way of what it is you want. And she's just talking about a career transition right now, your guardian angel is, but it could be anything, you know, when it comes to prayers, that whatever situation it is, that just know that your prayers will help and they are heard. You have a bluebird with you, and the bluebird is about happiness, bringing happiness into your energy field, bringing happiness into you, bringing happiness into your life. And you also have a bat, and the bat is about rebirth. And when I see a bat, the bat usually smiles at me and says it's also about looking at things from a different angle. Everything, you don't have to look at everything right side up. You can look at something upside down and get a different viewpoint. So good luck with that, Jillian, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next guest that would like a message is Candace.
Candace, you have an elephant working with you, which is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. And your guardian angel says you have very much of that. It's like one of those situations to where, you know, sometimes you know things and you don't necessarily know why you know them, but you just know because you know. Your guardian angel says you're an old soul and right now you're going through something or you're looking at something in your life of maybe doing something differently than possibly a path a change in direction on your path, and you're wondering, like, why am I doing that? I wonder why I'm all of a sudden interested in this. And she says, it's just part of your soul chart. It's part of who you are, and you are a very evolved soul, and she wants you to know it's okay. Something that it's like a question you've been asking that is causing conflict, and she said, follow your heart. You know what to do. So thanks for following the show, Candace.
Okay, the next guest that would like a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying that you have a gift that is starting to wake up. And she says it's your spiritual sight, your clairvoyance. And she says talk to her and she will help you with that. So that it's on when you want it on, and it's off when you don't need it on, because she says it's important that you know and understand that it's not necessary to walk around with your third eye open all the time, because we live in this dimension of the earth, so seeing what the earth is about and appreciating that is important as well in your sight. She's saying that there's something that is going to be presented to you really soon that will take require you making a commitment and sticking with it. And she says that she will work with you to bring you the courage, the confidence, and the strength to complete this commitment. And it'll be a term where she said it'll be happy, it'll be joyful, but it'll be something that requires you to stay focused on. So she says that you can do that, and she believes in you, so she wants you to believe in herself, in yourself as well. you have a lot with you, and that's about feminine power and leadership and speaking with strength and assertion. And you also have a butterfly with you, and the butterfly is about transitioning. So just know that as you transition through this commitment that you're going to be asked to make, that it will be a beautiful flow through the transition. So thank you so much for Jennifer for following the show. Okay, the next guest that is ready for a message is Neely. Okay, Neely, you have an eagle, but the eagle, it's a bald eagle. An eagle flies highest to God, and this eagle's message is coming down from like a hello from heaven that's basically saying, hang in there, Neely. There's big things ahead. Don't let go. They're working with you. They're trying to help with you, and keep asking for that help, because they are working behind the scenes to help you. And you also have a rhinoceros working with you, which is about ancient power and knowledge and power. And your guardian angel is saying you have this strength and this courage in you, and you can do anything that you want, and don't be afraid of the changes that you're wanting to make. Your guardian angel is saying that you can do it, and you will do it, and everything is going to turn out just fine. And expect to see some big changes in you by, it looks like the summertime. I don't know if you're working on anything particularly, but it looks like something different is going to show up for you by the summertime. So look for that, and remember to stay in the present moment and connect with the earth. Those are things that will really help you. So thanks for following the show. Okay, this is the last, well, no, excuse me, next to the last. This is the next person on the list is Ella. And Ella, your guardian angel is wanting you to know that your loved one is safe. And whether it's someone that's in the military or someone that's in a situation in one of the disasters that have been happening in the United States, she wants you to know that your loved ones are safe. Keep those prayers going up for your loved ones and for your family. You're being commended for that.
Your guardian angel is also saying that it's important at this time that you trust your inner knowledge, your inner knowingness, and this is your intuition. To trust it so that, and you know, and to act upon it, because the more you act upon it, the stronger your intuition will get. She says you know what to do, but it's important to take the steps trusting your intuition so that it will strengthen and get stronger, because that's a gift with you. When it comes to other people and you sharing your intuition with them, you know, there's no question about it. But when she says when it comes to you, you don't trust your intuition for yourself as much. So put that into play for you and put that energy behind intuition for yourself, the message that you get for yourself. I'm seeing a hawk with you, and the hawk is the messenger. Know that these messages are true, and follow them with your heart. And you also have a dolphin with you, and the dolphin is about the mana, the breath work, and the releasing of emotions, because the dolphin lives in the water, but it must come up and surface to breathe. So release these emotions with your breath. Release these emotions through with water, however feels comfortable for you. So thank you, Ella, for joining the show, and we truly appreciate you for logging in tonight. The last person on the list, Charlene, is Christina.
Christina, the biggest thing I see for you right now is you have a giraffe, and the giraffe is like an animal guide that looks beyond, that looks in prophecy. Now, your guardian angel says you have a gift of knowing prophecy, but she says, but sometimes it hinders you because it keeps you into the future. And you're always wondering, well, what's in the future, or what's this holding, or when is this going to come through? And she says that being a prophet is good, but being in the present moment, that's where things it can create, opposed to putting something out there and continuing to check on it. Plus, the future, if your head is in the future all the time, it creates worry and anxiety and stress. Looking in the past is regret. So she says if you would focus more on being in your heart and being in the present moment, that you would be more comfortable as a spirit in a body. So that was her big message for you. And she says that there's something that you've been seeking, that you've been wanting for a long time. She says they know about it, and it's on its way. Be patient. It's all about divine timing. So thanks for calling into the show, and we'll see you next time. Jean?
Well, my friend that was on the switchboard that got knocked off is back on there, so I would like to give her a message and bring this last person in, and then we will wrap up, Charlene. So this last guest that would like a message, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, Charlene and Jean. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. I thought that was you, and I saw you get knocked off, or you left the switchboard or something happened, but I wanted to make sure if you wanted a message that we got you a message tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the first thing that your guardian angel is saying is during these next 2 weeks going into this full moon, which is going to be a super moon, that you're going to feel real sensitive. Sensitive to emotions, sensitive to energy, sensitive to how people act and react towards you. She's saying that be gentle with yourself and honor your feelings. And it's only what you're feeling, it's only what you are feeling at the moment. It is not who you are. And as you go through this, you have a deer that's aligned with you that will be with you to remind you to be gentle with yourself. And your guardian angel is also saying that there's going to be an opportunity for a fresh start and a new beginning and a project that is going to be presented to you. But she's also saying to remember that every day is a fresh start and a new beginning, and embrace it in that way. You also have a dove with you, and the dove is about peace, bringing that peace into your energy field and into your life as you walk your path. So thank you, Ellen, for following the show, and we appreciate you.
I want to say thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I appreciate the reading.
You are very welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, so we're at the end of everyone that has been on my list, and we sure appreciate everybody joining us tonight and following the show. Charlene?
I'd just like to say the same thing. Thank you for all everyone following the show. We really do this for you, and we really appreciate you. Jean, would you like to take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask that you please surround, fill, and infuse and bless each person listening to the New Way Power Hour tonight with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony and balance in all areas of their life. Please bless, protect, to keep them safe as they walk their path, and please empower them as they walk their path toward their divine purpose. And let thy will be done. Metakwe Oyasin. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we will have the dates for the February show posted on the website real soon. Good night, Charlene.
Good night, Jean. Good night, everyone.